for us so brilliantly. Don't you think they deserve a big round of applause? Awesome. They teach us something really important about going on a journey. And you know what? The whole of Jesus' life and what we believe, what we've celebrated at Christmas, but what we believe all of the time, is that Jesus himself demonstrates for us what then the wise men demonstrate, and then what Jesus is calling you and me to do with our lives, which is to go on a journey. You see, Jesus, we celebrate that he came down, that he was born, and that he was born in the way that he was, and all the angels and the wise men and everybody else, the shepherds, came to celebrate his birth. But really, it wasn't about that day, was it? It wasn't really just about even those first few years of Jesus' life. It was about 33 years of his life. It was about the journey that he lived out over all of that time. Because in the end, Jesus died on the cross in order that all humanity could be saved. And that's why his birth was such a special occasion. But it took a long time for him to get from being born to dying and then rising again. And the wise men also had to go on a journey. Does anybody know how long it took them to get from wherever it was that they lived to Bethlehem? How long did it take, Liam? 2 years. That was a really, really long time. They probably did get lost somewhere in the desert along the way. They probably did find it really hard. They probably were going on this journey not knowing exactly where they were heading or what they would find when they got there. They didn't know the final destination. They didn't know what they would find. But they had enough faith to begin the journey. And that's the same for us. For us, particularly at the beginning of a new year, anybody here excited about it being the new year? Like two people. Okay, and Ryan. New year often means new beginning. We start afresh. We think about what new things are coming in the year ahead. And this is not only a new year, it's also a new decade. And we as a church are thinking and asking God in prayer, what is he saying about where we are going? And our journey is also a little bit unknown. We don't fully know where God will take us in the next year or in the next 10 years. But we trust and believe, like the wise men, that he is with us and that he is guiding us. And that as we step out, as the wise men did, we will find he leads us to a good place. And that is why we can step out, even when we might feel a little bit frightened about that uncertainty. And so three things I think we can all take away from this story today. The first is the wise men were actually quite wise. I know that we kind of made fun of them a little bit today, but they were very wise. The Magi were wise people, men, women, and others who studied, who used their brains. How many people here have got a useful brain? Oh, again, maybe a few people. You've got unique talents and abilities, every single one of you. OT is wonderful at singing the wheels on the bus. Some of you can even do other things beyond that. Each one of us is wise in Jesus because the Holy Spirit helps us to understand things. The word epiphany means an understanding, a fresh understanding, a new understanding, light shining in our brains that suddenly makes us go, oh, that's what it's all about. The Holy Spirit in us and our own natural abilities that God has put in each and every one of us are so that we can use our brains, our talents, our abilities to discover more about him and more about our purpose in this world and particularly as a church in this community. And so let's be like the wise men and use what God has given us. We can also be wise men and women who put our brains prayerfully to work in order that we face any fears with faith. The second thing that we learn from the wise men and women, just for Abby's sake, is that they took steps. They saw the star. They knew it meant something. They worked out. They'd used their brains to know that it meant that there was a king who had been born. But they didn't just sit there and go, well, that's wonderful, isn't it? Let's send a card. No? Let's put the post, put the gifts in the post or DHL or anybody else. They actively went themselves to meet the King of Kings. When God stirs something in us, it requires action. That doesn't mean necessarily they didn't know exactly where they were going, but they stepped out in faith. They believed that God would lead them. And so they took that first step. And yes, they might have got a bit lost in the desert, but God was with them. And so even if they wandered around a little bit, even if they were doing piggyback camel rides, even if they were wearing blindfolds from time to time, and they might have gone off in the wrong direction, God brought them back, and eventually they did get where he wanted them to be, even encountering King Herod. Fear or the unknown can make us stand still or run away. Sometimes fears are right that we should run away. If there's a fire, we should run away. If we're encountering Potiphar's wife, we should run away. But when it comes to trusting God with where we are going, we need sometimes to take that step of faith. Because that first step can be like a wrecking ball to our fears. We don't need to have all of the answers up front or to know exactly where it is God is taking us. We just need to trust that he is with us and obediently step into the places that he calls us to. We also need to be collaborating with others. We need to go together. Just like the wise men traveled in a group, they didn't do this alone. They did it together. Faith requires us together to move forwards where God leads us, even when we don't know what the final destination is. And the third thing is that faith does not stop when we get knocked down. Fear of King Herod or the Romans could have turned the Magi around at any point in their journey, especially when they got to Jerusalem. But they recalculated their route. They got back on the road and they did eventually find Jesus. When things don't go according to plan in our lives, we can very easily feel overwhelmed by the disappointment or the discouragement. And sometimes fear wins by knocking us down and we stay down. But this new year, as we embrace where God is leading us, let's not stay down. Let's get back up again. Allow Jesus to dust us off and show us a new way ahead. And we keep going. We are beginning a new year, a new decade, seeking after God and where he will lead us. It is a journey. It is not a quick fix or an immediate thing. It might take us a few years to get where God wants us to be. But we trust him and we move forward, knowing that there is new life and blessing for us as we obediently, collaboratively, prayerfully step in faith as he leads us.